Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you live. And it is a blessing. It is a blessing to be with you on today. God is good. Oh, yes, God is good and worthy to be praised. And I'm just glad to be able to be used of the Lord. Amen. Amen and praise God. I'm going to go ahead and open in prayer, and then we will just move forward and see what the Lord has in store for us today. Let us pray. Father God, I praise your holy name. Lord, I worship you. You are worthy to be praised, and there's none like you, Lord. I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise of my life for all that you've done and all of that you continue to do. I love you, and I worship you, and I praise you, and I magnify your name. I thank you for this day, for waking me up this morning in my right mind. I thank you, Lord, for starting me on my way. I thank you for giving me hope. I thank you for giving me inspiration, for giving me, Father God, everything that I need to make it in this life through your word. I thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit who lives on the inside of me and guides me and directs me and just keeps me from going down the wrong path. So, Lord, I thank you and I ask that you bless this time. You bless each and every listener, God. I pray, Father God, that you get the glory during this time. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord again. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you with power in the word. And God is good. God is good all of the time, and all of the time, God is good. Amen and praise God. The switchboard is open, and of course, you know that you can call in. The call-in number is 646-652-4832, and you can call in and until 12:30 p.m. on this Tuesday afternoon, December the 11th, 2007. The chat room is also open. I am in the chat room, and you can come into the chat room to chat with me. Amen. If you feel that you want to add something to this particular program, it is always welcome. It is always welcome for you to come in and say whatever it is that the Lord puts upon your heart. Amen. I'm not the star of this show. Jesus Christ is the star of this show. Amen. Amen. And praise God. I thank you for listening. I want to thank you for listening. If you've been tuning in on a regular basis, I just want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to hear what God has to say through this vessel. Amen. I am a vessel, a chosen vessel of God. Amen. But then by the same token, so are you. So are you. God has chosen you to do some things that are mighty and great in this lifetime. Amen. You have already been predestined to do some things for the Lord, to impact some lives, to make a difference somewhere. And you really have to seek God's face. Begin to seek his face and ask him what it is that he would have for you to do during your time here on this earth. Amen. While you're just a visitor here on this earth, because we know that this earth is not our home. Amen. But we're just passing through. But while you're passing through, God has already set aside some good works for you to do, and it's up to you to find out what that is. Amen. Amen. And praise God. And you know, you really have to be in relationship with God. You really have to be in relationship with God in order for God to be able to use you, in order for him to be able to steer you, amen, to be able to direct you on the path where you should go. You know, the word of God, and I love the word of God. I love the Bible, amen. Someone once said that the Bible is basic instruction before leaving earth. And I love the Bible because the Bible has so much in between the pages of itself, amen. There's so much inside of the Bible, and it really becomes a toolkit, amen. It becomes a book that you can use, amen, to have victory in every single area of your life. And I've been spending a lot of time between the pages of my Bible, amen, which is my weapon, amen. I asked the kids on Sunday what the Bible meant to them, and a young man by the name of David said that the Bible is his weapon, amen, hallelujah. And the Bible is a weapon, amen. And you have to know that God has given us the Word of God to just really help us to be victorious in life. In the book of 2 Timothy, in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4, amen, hallelujah. And it's not even chapter 4 that I'm looking for. I'm looking for chapter 2 Timothy. Where is that? Where I believe it's maybe it's 1 Timothy. Okay, let me go over to 1 Timothy. But I'm looking for the scripture that talks to us about the Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it talks to us about the Bible, and it tells us that scripture is inspired by God. Amen. It says that all scripture is inspired by God. Amen. And it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. Amen. And you have to know that the Word of God does not come to give you a bunch of rules and regulations. It does not come to tie you up and to put you in bondage. But the Word of God actually comes to empower you. It comes to empower you, to give you power to make it through the trials and tribulations in life. Amen. And when we get a proper perspective, see, you have to get a proper perspective of the Word of God. When you get the proper perspective, you will realize that there is power in the Word. Amen. That there is power in the Word of God. And life begins to change when you look at the Word of God for what it really is. Amen. When you look at it as a weapon of power, when you can be armed with the Word of God and be able to stand up in any situation, in any circumstance in life, against any trial, and be able to stand up equipped with the Word of God to look at that situation, to look at that challenge and say, you're not going to take me out because I'm equipped. I have the Word of God, and no weapon formed against me can prosper because I have a greater weapon. When you have the Word of God, you have a greater weapon because you know through the Word of God that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. You know that the world can do you no harm for real, amen, when you're standing on the Word. And so many people say, I'm standing on the promises of God, but they don't really know the promises of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I thank God for Apostle Diane Ross, because she came in and gave me that scripture, which is 2 Timothy 3:16, where it talks about all scripture being inspired of God. Amen. Thank you, Apostle Diane. Amen. But when you look at the Word of God and you say, you know what? I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm tired of being defeated by this world. And I'm getting ready to do something about it. And I think that a lot of us as Christians fall short because we're not taking full advantage of everything that God has put into our hands. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're not taking full advantage of the scripture that has been given to us. Amen. The arsenal that has been given to us. The scripture, amen, that has been given to us to be equipped to move forward in life. Amen. And I thought about that last night. I said, how does the devil come against us? How does the devil come against us? And it's the same old way that he came against Adam and Eve in the garden. By what it looks like, Eve saw the fruit that it looked like it was good. By what it tastes like, what it feels like, you know, our sense of touch, our sense of taste. She looked at the thing and saw that it was good, and then she tasted it. Amen. And she enjoyed what she felt when she tasted it, because when we taste something that is good, then sensations are released. Amen. Endorphins and all of that stuff. And we begin to have these feel-good chemicals released throughout our very beings. Amen. And then she was enticed by the possibility for the false sense of power that she would gain by going according to the plan of the evil one, by going along with the plan of the devil. Amen. And we know what God has told us. And then the devil, the great deceiver, comes in. Amen. And he begins to reiterate his lies. You know, the devil always comes with the same old lies. Apostle Diane said that he has nothing new. Hallelujah. Amen. He has nothing new. The devil does not have anything new. There's nothing new under the sun. And the devil will continually come with the same old lies. He came to Jesus after Jesus was tested in the wilderness. And he began to say, if you're really the Son of God, go ahead and turn that stone to bread. Now, the devil knew two things. He knew that Jesus was the Son of God. Amen. And he also knew that Jesus was hungry. My God, you got to hear this. You have to hear this. The devil knew the power that Jesus Christ possessed, amen, when he was in that wilderness. And he knew that Jesus Christ was hungry, amen. And he used what he knew to try to come against Jesus. But Jesus knew two things, amen. He knew that he was the Son of God, amen. And he knew that the devil was a liar, amen. Hallelujah. And we, too, have to know that we are sons and daughters of God. You have to know that you're a son of God, that you're a daughter of God. And the second thing that you have to know is what Jesus knew. The Bible said, let this mind that was in Christ Jesus also be in you. You have to know, my sister, you have to know, my brother, that the devil is a liar, that the truth is not in him, that the truth has never been in him, and the truth will never be in him. Amen. And Apostle Diane Ross says, but Jesus was led by the Spirit. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. The Spirit kept him in the wilderness, and then the Spirit brought him out of the wilderness. Amen. And we have to know that Jesus came as our first fruit, as the example for us as to how we are to live before God. Amen. Amen. And praise God. And, you know, that's a great point that Apostle Diane Ross brings up. Because when we look at the scripture, hallelujah, when we look at the scripture tells us, and I was in the book of 1 John today, amen, hallelujah, and this is a powerful, powerful scripture, amen, and it tells us that we have to abide in him, amen, and you know that the Apostle John wrote 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, but this scripture was so powerful because it says that, let me see, I have to find this scripture because it was just so powerful when I read it on this morning. And it talked about remaining in him. Amen. 1 John 3, verse 8 says, he who dwells with the sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. And we talked about that. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. No one who is born of God will continue to sin because God's seed, amen, remains in him. He cannot go on sinning because he has been born of God, incorruptible seed. Verse 10, this is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother. Amen. Hallelujah. And you have to realize that you have the seed of God in you. Amen. And 1 John 2:24 says, see that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. Amen. If it does, you also will remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is what he has promised us, even eternal life. We have to realize that Christ in John 15 talked about remaining in us. He said, remain in me and I'll remain in you and let my word remain in you. Amen. And he gave us very explicit instructions about how to remain in him. How do we remain in Christ? We remain in Christ by allowing his word to remain in us. You cannot just get filled up on Sunday morning anymore and expect to be strong and be powerful and be victorious in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And Apostle Diane Ross says that we too must be able to give the devil the word, just like Jesus gave him the word. Amen. And I love what she's saying here, because she's saying that we have to be able to speak the word, amen, back to the devil when he begins to lie to us. We have to be able to rebuke him with the word, because the Bible already told us that the scripture was good for rebuke, amen. So we have to use the word of God as a weapon of rebuke against the enemy of God, amen, the enemy of our soul, to say, you know what, devil, you're a liar, because this is what the word says, amen. Jesus said, it is written, amen. And that's what we have to also be able to say. And how do you do this? Apostle Diane Ross says, practice, practice, practice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have to put this thing into practice, not just to be a hearer. James said, don't just be a hearer of a word of the word, but also be a doer of the word. And you have to begin to practice this thing. Amen. Don't just lay there and be kicked and stomped on by the devil. Don't let the devil just have his way with you. Fight. You have to fight. Amen. And how do you fight? You fight with the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the devil does not want you to read your Bible every day. The devil does not want you to have power in the word. Amen. The devil does not want you to speak the word of God over your life and over the lives of your loved ones. Amen. The devil wants you to sit back and start to speak his language. I'm tired. I'm sick. I can't do this. It's too hard. I'm a sinner. I'm defeated. Amen. I might as well give up. The devil is a liar. Okay? The devil is a liar. God's word does not say none of that. It does not say none of that. God's word said that you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. God's word said that all things work together for the good of those who love him and have been called according to his purpose. And that he's in all things working together for your good. God's word says that you are the head and not the tail. Amen. That you are more than a conqueror through Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. God's word says that you have to put on the full armor of God, and then you can stand against the tactics of the evil one. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to be able to know God's word. That's why I come here every week with power in the word, to exhort you and to encourage you in the word. Amen. Hallelujah. And Apostle Diane Ross says, the devil knew the word of God, but he could not live it, and he does not want us to live the word of God. Amen. And she says that we have to stand. You have to stand, amen. I have to stand. We have to stand, amen. We have to stand on the promises of God. But again, we cannot stand if we do not know the word of God. You cannot stand if you're waiting for someone else to feed you the word of God. If you don't go to the word for yourself, if you don't go to God in prayer, amen, if you don't go and say, God, help me to know, Holy Spirit, open up my understanding. Ask the Holy Spirit to open up your understanding, amen, hallelujah, to open up your understanding so that you can be able to know what it is that God has in store for you and to be able to stand against the tactics of the evil one. Amen. There's a Holy Ghost power going on the chat board. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We have Reverend Wade there and Yolanda is there. Amen. Hallelujah. Apostle Diane is there. And there's a Holy Ghost party going on here. Amen. On Power in the Word on today. Amen. But the devil, as I was laying in my bed last night, I couldn't sleep because God was saying to me that the devil has his plan, amen. But God was saying to me that greater is my plan and greater is the plan that I have for you than the plan of the evil one, than the plan of the enemy. And too many of us have buckled under to the plan of the devil, amen. And the devil is getting the glory in our lives. And God is saying, not anymore. It has to stop here, and it must stop today. That no longer do we give glory to the devil by speaking his language, but now we must begin to be have our minds renewed, amen, and to be transformed and begin to have the mind of Christ and to begin to speak the language of Christ, amen, and begin to speak the language of victory, to say that as the water comes down and as the snow comes down to water the earth, God says, and that the earth begins to bud and flourish and bring forth its fruit in its due season. So must my word do the same thing in your life. This is the word of God to you on today, that God's word shall bring forth the harvest in your life that he has already preordained that it would bring forth. He said, my word shall not come back to me void. It shall prosper that to which I sent it. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to let the word fall on your life. You have to let that word begin to sprinkle and water and snow on your life. Some of us need the word to just snow on our life. We need the word to just begin to come down on us like great big old snowflakes. Amen. Hallelujah. And that word needs to sit on us just like the snow sits on the ground. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to let that word sit on our lives. Amen. And let it begin to soak in, amen, to soak in, to begin to make the change, the effect to change, amen, that God has already ordained that it shall do, amen. So some of us say, let it rain, amen, but we need to say, let it snow. Yolanda says, snow. Apostle Diane Ross says, snow, amen. We need to let it snow. We need to be saturated in the word of God, amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And God is good, and he's better than that. Amen. Hallelujah. And we have to know that we are equipped. We already are equipped to stand against the tactics of the evil one and to have God's word begin to manifest blessings in our lives, eternal life. Amen. Yolanda says it is eternal life, amen, and we do not live from bread alone, amen, hallelujah, but from every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, amen. And God says that his plan is greater than our plans, that his ways are higher than our ways. So just think about that. Just think about everything that you have planned for your own life, and just think about the greater possibility of that. Amen. That God's plans are higher than that. Hallelujah. You can begin to rejoice in knowing that your mind, your finite mind, cannot begin to imagine the plan that God has for you. Amen. Hallelujah. We can't even begin to imagine what God has in store for us. All that we have to do is surrender and submit. Surrender and submit. Surrender our lives. Amen. Surrender our lives, and just walk away from the sin, amen, that is so prevalent in some of our lives, to walk away from the sin, and you do have the power to do that. We do have the power to walk away from the sin, amen, and submit ourselves under the hand of God, amen, hallelujah. Submit ourselves under the word of God, amen, which is pouring down into our lives. We turn on our TV and there's word, more than enough word, but sometimes you have to turn off the TV, amen, hallelujah. Sometimes you have to turn off the TV and open your Bible and ask God to speak, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Apostle, the good Reverend Wade says that we have to live off of every single word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Apostle Diane Ross says, and he does want us to prosper and be in good health. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the good Reverend Wade says that every one of the words, every one of the words, not just some of what you wish to heed, but all of them, not just the words that we want to read, because we have our favorite scriptures, right? Reverend Wade, we have our favorite scriptures, but God says, every one of them. Read the whole Bible. Amen. Read all of the words of God. And Yolanda says, things that have not come into the heart of man is what God has prepared for us. Amen, Yolanda. I agree with that wholeheartedly. Apostle Diane Ross says, it's a choice. And submission is a choice. Amen. We choose what we will and will not do. And a lot of us want to talk the devil's language. We want to say, I can't do it. But God says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. Apostle Diane Ross says that God wants a people that will love him by choice. Amen. Praise God. By choice. Will you choose to love him today? Will you choose to obey? You know, I think about the people in my church who are into who are caught up in sin, amen. And they say that they can't let go of the crack pipe, and they can't let go of the bottle, and they can't let go of the person that they're shacking up with. And I have to disagree. I have to say that you can do it if you want to. You have to choose. God says, I set before you today life and death. Choose life, please, for God's sake. Choose life for righteousness' sake. Choose life. He said he leads us in the path of righteousness for his sake, for his name's sake, for the sake of the family name. Today, if you're calling yourself a Christian, choose life. My God, choose life. God did it for us. Christ died for us. Jesus Christ came and took. He paid the price. He paid the price. It was not too big and not too much for him to pay. There was no money that could buy our way back into the righteousness of God. There was no money that could pay the price for our sin. But Christ paid it with his blood, amen, so that we could live. And who are we? How dare we? How dare we say we can't do it when Christ says we can, amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yolanda says we can do all things through Christ, not some, but all. And Apostle Diane Ross said earlier that if we get into Proverbs, that will get us ready because it is the book of wisdom. It's the beginning of wisdom. And if we get wisdom, we can get some understanding and we can get some power and we can get some victory. Amen. Hallelujah. But we have to know that we are victorious already through Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. I feel God up in here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. With his blood, he paid the price. And as we come into Christmas and we're celebrating the birthday of Christ, we know that Christ wasn't really born during this particular season, but this is the time that we celebrate the birthday of Christ. And I just want to encourage you to get some victory through Jesus, amen. Get into your word for yourself. Heed the word of God. Amen. Obey. I know that sounds like I'm cursing you out, but remember, Christ took the curse to the cross. Obey the word of God. Obedience really is better than sacrifice. There's no blood, there's no goat, no lamb that can come and be sacrificed for you on today. Amen. Christ has already made the ultimate sacrifice. There's one sacrifice for the atonement of your sins. And I'm asking you to sacrifice some pleasures of the flesh and sacrifice as Christ has sacrificed for you. Amen. Die daily to your flesh. Put your flesh under subjection. Beat the flesh. Amen. Beat the flesh. Practice the word. Practice the word. Put the word into practice in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. And we have 1 minute remaining. Amen. Apostle Diane Ross says, I thank God for you, Pastor Rebecca, and I thank God for you, Apostle, and for you, Yolanda, and for you, Reverend Wade. Hallelujah. For coming and being with me on today to help me to exhort the people, hallelujah, to do the right thing. Just do the right thing. It's for your own good. Because anything else deteriorates the quality of life that Jesus Christ already died for you to have. Amen. He said you shall have life and life more abundantly. Amen. It's not just about getting to heaven. It's about you having victory in Jesus right here on this earth. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Apostle. I receive it. I receive that God has spoken through us today. Amen. And this message has the power of the Lord and the voice of the God in this message on today. Yolanda, thank you. I look forward to fellowshipping with you in the future. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for the sacrifice of the Lord in the cross of Calvary, Yolanda says. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Apostle Diane Ross says, starve your flesh and feed your spirit, because what you feed grows. Hallelujah. And we live by the spirit and not by the flesh. Hallelujah. Yolanda says, praise the Lord. We are all one body. And when one part suffers, the rest suffer. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Peace and blessings to you all, says Apostle Diane Ross. And praise God. Yolanda says, there's been some lovely preaching I've been here today, and I give all glory and praise and honor to Jesus Christ. Yolanda says that we have victory in Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And we're out of time. We're not out of word, but we're out of time. Amen. And remember that time is running short. Amen. Praise God, because Jesus Christ is coming. He's coming again to judge the living and the dead. And won't you be one of those in the number? Amen. Praise God. If you're not saved today, all that you have to do is believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord. And you too can be saved. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, woman of God. I appreciate you. I appreciate you all being with me on today. Hallelujah. I love you. I love you all, and I appreciate the words of power that are coming across the board. God is good, and he's better than that. He's worthy to be praised. Why don't you praise him with your whole life, body, mind, and spirit? Amen. And praise God. Well, that's it for today's program, and I want to have you all to have a blessed day in the Lord. Remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember, my brother, remember, my sister, that God loves you, and so do I. Be blessed. Peace. Hallelujah.